Welcome to Redmond Radio. I'm your host, Michael Domingo, editor of mcpmag.com, and I thank you for listening. This is a shorter than usual broadcast for the week. Even so, here's what to expect for this episode for May 29th. Microsoft's working with Chinese counterparts to integrate document formats. Microsoft works with Juniper on network access protection services. The professional developer conference is canceled, and the FTC probes the Google DoubleClick deal. With that, let's head to the first break here on Redmond Radio. Welcome back, and thanks for listening to Redmond Radio, the weekly podcast roundup of Microsoft news and other IT happenings. This week is a shorter than usual broadcast, with news being fairly light in the area of interesting and earth-shaking as far as IT is concerned. Still, let's get right to it with news from Redmond Magazine. Microsoft announced an initiative with the Beijing University of Aeronautics and Astronautics to create an open-source translator project between its OpenXML document format and China's Unified Office format. UOF is an OpenXML-based format developed by various Chinese groups. Sun Microsystems chairman Scott McNeely recently called UOF one of the three main document formats available, along with OpenXML in the open-source document format. McNeely also called for a merging of ODF and UOF, according to a blog entry from Andy Updegrove, a lawyer who represents technology companies and open source organizations. In a related development, Microsoft also announced the beta release of translation tools for several Office programs, including the 2003 and 2007 versions of Excel and PowerPoint, as well as Windows XP. The new tools are part of the OpenXML Translator project launched in July 2006, to enable customers to pick from whatever format they want to use with their Office documents, whether it's ODF, OpenXML, PDF, or new standards like UOF, according to Gene Paoli, General Manager of Interoperability and XML Architecture over at Microsoft. The translators will enable the Microsoft programs to read and write UOF documents and enable bulk translation of documents between formats. Since the translator project was begun on SourceForge.net, a website for open source software development, it has remained one of the 25 most active projects, according to Microsoft. In related news, Microsoft announced the availability of its Microsoft Office Isolated Conversion Environment, a feature it hopes to help put out the kibosh on increasingly common exploit vector, the innocent-looking Office document with a malicious payload. Microsoft also alerted users to the file block functionality that's already built into Office 2007. File block, like the MOICE, can help minimize the danger posed by malicious Office files. MOICE uses Office 2007's built-in tools to convert Word, Excel, and PowerPoint 2003 binary documents into the Office 2007 OpenXML format. Microsoft announced at the Interop Las Vegas conference last week that it's expanding the scope of its network access protection technology to work with Juniper Networks' version known as Unified Access Control. Juniper makes several hardware appliances for UAC for use in medium-sized businesses and enterprises. Microsoft's interoperability with Juniper means, among other things, that businesses with Juniper equipment don't have to throw it out to use Microsoft NAP on the network as well. As part of the announcement, Microsoft also stated that it contributed NAP's primary statement of health client server protocol to the Trusted Computing Group's Trusted Network Connect open specification for network access control. The main benefit is that NAP clients, servers, and other infrastructure will work with any other systems that use the TNC protocol. That includes Windows XP and Windows Vista, which have NAP clients built in. Microsoft released a new security advisory that doesn't deal with any bugs or exploits, but is a fix for a known problem with Windows Installer. Microsoft called it a high-priority security update because it fixes a memory leak that can cause resource utilization levels to spike when users scan their systems using either Windows Update or Microsoft Update. The bug is the cause of several known issues, according to Microsoft. In some cases, Windows becomes unresponsive and CPU usage for the SVC host process spikes to 100%. In other cases, users might receive an access violation error in servicehost.exe. Microsoft has revealed one way it hopes to foster rapid adoption of Silverlight. The company announced an alpha release of PopFly, a vehicle for developing mashups, websites, and Silverlight-driven rich content through drag-and-drop chunks of code called blocks. The alpha will be open to about 2,000 testers. The PopFly effort has two main parts. PopFly Creator is the toolset, and PopFly Space is an online community of creators. In a statement, the company said PopFly is targeted at all non-professionals, ranging from users with no programming experience who want a visual way to create dynamic web experiences, to Visual Studio Express developers who want an easy way to share their Windows applications. Here's a sad note, especially for developers. Microsoft said it's postponing its professional developer conference scheduled to take place from October 2nd to 5th in Los Angeles. According to a posting on the MSDN site, PDC is designed to focus on future development technologies, but several key products will already be with developers in the fall. While Microsoft has been touting Vista's outstanding numbers, a report from Instat shows that PC sales have been business as usual. Sales have remained steady and have followed the same trends they have for years, said Ian Lau, a senior Instat analyst and author of the report. Instat predicts that the industry is set to sell 300 million units in 2009, and the Vista release won't affect that prediction. Lau says that there were short-term effects on the market, but that even those were due to normal factors, not an overwhelming desire to upgrade from Microsoft's last OS, Windows XP. Corporations, especially, buy almost strictly based on upgrade cycles, Lau says. He thinks the next very strong year for PC and therefore Vista sales could be 2009, when businesses are ready to buy new PCs. Microsoft Office SharePoint 2007 has received government certification for its ability to meet regulatory compliance standards. Microsoft announced this last Tuesday that it received a U.S. Department of Defense 5015.2 certification, which is concerned with record and document management. To meet the certification requirements, Microsoft incorporated Exchange Server 2007 and will be releasing a free add-on pack later this year that will extend SharePoint 2007's record management capabilities. And in our final news item of this segment, Novell, as part of its annual report and SEC 10-K filings, has included access to the agreement signed with Microsoft on the distribution of SUSE Linux, free of any potential Microsoft patent claims. These documents are of significant interest to those in the open source community, who are suspicious of any purported open source company in such a relationship with Microsoft. Well, after this break, we'll have other news from the Redmond Media Group websites and the AP Wire here on Redmond Radio. Hey there, thanks once again for listening to Redmond Radio. If you're getting some value from this show, be sure to tell your fellow admins about this podcast. And remember that I do give away a Redmond t-shirt to one lucky listener every week. Be sure to listen to the end of the podcast to find out how you can enter the weekly drawing. And now let's check out what else happened on the wire last week. The House passed legislation last Tuesday to combat the criminal use of internet spyware and scams aimed at stealing personal information from computer users. The bill makes it a criminal offense, subject to a prison term of up to 5 years, to access a computer without authorization to further another federal criminal offense. Obtaining or transmitting personal information with the intent of injuring or defrauding a person or damaging a computer is punishable by up to 2 years in prison. The measure approves $10 million a year over the next 4 years to help the Justice Department fight other computer scams such as phishing and farming. Related somewhat is that spam messages are increasingly plaguing email inboxes, but more Americans are accepting them as a fact of life, according to a new study. 37% of U.S. email users say they're getting more junk mail in their personal email accounts, and 29% see an increase in their work accounts. About half say they have not noticed a change, the Pew Internet and American Life Project said in its study. Meanwhile, 28% of Internet users now say that spam is not a problem at all, up from 16% in June 2003. The telephone survey of 1,492 U.S. adult Internet users was conducted February 15th to March 7th and has a margin of error of 3%. Lenovo Group, the world's number four PC maker, said its profits grew nearly sevenfold in its latest fiscal year as it boosted sales and restructured following its acquisition of IBM's PC unit. Profits were $161 million for the year ending March 31st. That was up from $22 million in the 2005-2006 fiscal year. Lenovo's Americas operations returned to profitability in the fourth quarter, meaning that all of Lenovo's global regions were profitable for the first time. Sales for the year ending March 31st rose 9.9% to $14.6 billion, helped by strong sales of laptop and desktop computers in China. The company said its worldwide market share rose 0.2 percentage points to 7.4%. China is Lenovo's biggest market, supplying just over 38% of sales. For the fourth quarter, profits were $66 million, while PC shipments rose 17%. Sales in the U.S. and the rest of the Americas rose 4% last year, reversing a decline. Last week, Dell began selling some of its computers with Linux as the operating system. It's being offered on two desktop models and one laptop model. The computers will use the Ubuntu 7.04 distribution of Linux on the machines. Dell offers Windows OSs on the vast majority of its computers, and it also gives customers the option of a PC with no OS installed. Dell says it started offering Linux because of demand from the hardcore computer enthusiast crowd. Dell also said that it also plans to sell its PCs at Walmart stores. A Dell spokesman said Thursday that the computer maker will begin selling two of its Dimension desktop computers in about 3,000 Walmarts beginning June 10th. The desktops will be sold at Walmarts in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Since its founding in the 1980s, Dell has relied on selling PCs and other products directly to consumers and business customers over the phone and internet. The top executives of Google and Dom Communications, South Korea's number two internet search engine, met last Tuesday to discuss broadening their partnership. Google Chairman Eric Schmidt and Dom CEO Suk Jung-hoon discussed cooperating in internet search services and Dom's user-created video content service, said Lee Seung-jin, a Dom official. No official agreements were made, Lee said. Dom last year decided to end its advertising relationship with Yahoo in favor of Google for paid search results. And finally, the Federal Trade Commission has opened an antitrust investigation into Google's proposed $3.1 billion purchase of ad management technology company DoubleClick. The review of the deal was widely expected after Google announced plans last month to acquire the company. Google turned over basic information about the planned purchase to regulators after announcing the deal. Spokesman Adam Kovacevic said the company would soon turn over additional information sought by the FTC as part of its review. News of the FTC investigation was first reported by the New York Times. And that's what made headlines last week here on Redmond Radio. As usual, before we go, I'd like to remind faithful Redmond Radio listeners that you can win a Redmond t-shirt in my weekly t-shirt giveaway. It's real simple to enter. Just send me an email at mdomingo@1105media.com. That's mdomingo at 1105media.com with Redmond t-shirt on the subject line of your message. This week's winner is Mirza. Congratulations and good luck to all you other listeners next week. And speaking of next time, I do hope you catch me here each and every week here on Redmond Radio. I'm Michael Domingo, and I do thank you for listening.